Party Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. And they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Oh, yeah, welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your show. Welcome. And if you don't know what this show is about, shame, shame, shame on you. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. And the phone number to call in, if you wish to, which I would love you to call in, is 407-894-1680. You got it? 407-894-1680. And if you're turning that dial in the car, don't turn that dial, because this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And you say, what this is all about? Well, we say we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind. That's right. So before we get started, let me introduce the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful wife, co-host Lynn Golder.
Lynn Golder here. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the May 15, 2022 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. How's that?
That was beautiful, baby. And all the way from Fern Rock.
Fern Park. Yeah.
Fern Rock, Fern Park.
Dave, you now live in Fern Rock.
Fern Park, all the way from Fern Park, Hollywood, California. That's a good one. Isn't that good?
No.
Yeah. All the way from Orlando, Florida, David Hildebrand, co-host tonight. David, are you there?
I am here, rocking Fern Park tonight.
In Hollywood.
And so happy to be here. It's been a month, you know. Seems longer.
Glad to have you aboard tonight.
Thanks.
And let's talk about the young man that's sitting in Orlando, Florida, turning all those dials and pushing all those buttons. The one, the only, Chris Shaw, engineer and producer. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
I really don't exist. I'm just a figment of the imagination. How you doing?
Here you go.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
And
how are you guys doing?
We're doing.
Anybody have any shout-outs, Lenny, on the shout-outs?
Yes.
I have a couple things to say. First of all, happy birthday to one of our listeners down in South Florida, Nigel Ricard.
Happy birthday, Nigel.
Was Friday the 13th. So if you're listening, Nigel, happy birthday. And then also, I just wanted to remind everybody that May is Healthy Vision Awareness Month, so go get your eyes checked.
Dave, you got any shout-outs, Amen?
Well, you know, I do, actually. I first shout-out to my lovely wife, Brenda, and a shout-out to my friend Neville French, and good friends up in Pittsburgh, the Lake family, Terry and Marcy, who just got back from a whirlwind trip. And let's see, and more later.
Okay, well, shout-out to you, Chris. Do you have any shout-outs, Christopher?
Yes, most definitely. First and foremost, I got to give a shout-out to my beautiful, dynamic, wonderful mother of mine. She just turned 21 on yesterday evening, and she's celebrating her birthday all month long like I do. So happy birthday going out to my mom, Miss Shaw. Happy birthday going out to her. And then got to give a big ups to the class of 2022. I had 23 students to graduate this year, so I'm really excited for the class of 2022 who graduated on yesterday as well.
Wow. All right.
Happy birthday to your mom and congratulations to your students.
Yeah, happy birthday and congratulations to all the students that are graduating.
Very nice.
We have an interesting show tonight, don't we, Dave?
You know, I'm thinking back
I think so.
We're going to be talking with several of our listeners called in actually and asked if we would touch on this topic. So tonight we're touching on the topic of horticulture.
By request.
That's right. So we do take your requests. So tonight it's about horticulture and then eco-location.
Right. I hope our buddy Kevin from Greensboro calls in tonight.
Well, he was the one who brought it up.
Well, he was one of the ones.
Yeah. It was an excellent idea, so I hope that he'll be here to get some good info.
I hope so.
How long did I get my booster shot?
You mean the last booster shot that we got?
Yeah. My arm still hurts. I took a shower before.
It must have been in April because it's already almost the end of May.
A month later, it's still bothering me.
Yeah.
Wow.
It didn't bother me when I got it. It's bothering me now.
So did you want me to just read that little quote?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I
came across this quote on Instagram. A friend of mine posted, but now it can apply to men or women. But I love it. This happened to be on Mother's Day, I think it was. But it just goes like this. And when you go, and when you get to where you're going, turn around and help her too. For there was a time not long ago when she was you.
You get that?
I love that.
Let's do it again because I don't think people got it.
Yeah, you have to stare at it a minute. And when you get to where you're going, turn around and help her too. For there was a time not long ago when she was you.
I just hope I get to where I'm going. That's the thing.
You get it?
Time passes.
Christopher, do you get it? No. You get it?
Chris got it.
Call in and tell us what they think that means to them.
Yeah, I want you to call in. 407-894-680. That's a lot. That says a lot. Turn around, look around, look behind you.
And at one time she was yours.
And one time she was you.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's amazing.
Walk a mile in someone else's shoe, in other words. So to speak.
I think about when I graduated high school and I can't think back. It seems, you know what's funny? How life
passes by so fast that when you turn around and say, how many years have I been out of high school? And say, I can't believe it's that many years, because it seems like almost only yesterday. And then you say, oh, my God, that many years?
I know we're going to have to start getting in, start carrying over the decimal a couple times for you there, Michael. But
well,
just kidding.
I'm just thinking about it.
That's why that quote really hit home to me.
Yeah,
right.
Blink of an eye, turn around, and she was you.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know, folks, we call this the Blind and Beyond radio show. But there's a lot more than just talking about the blind.
Hopefully.
So when you think about the show, Blind and Beyond, it has, to us, many meanings. Blind and Beyond. Why did we come up with that name? Why is the show existing? Why do people love it so much? Well, we think it says it all, because there's a lot of things in that words, the words blind and beyond. You know, if you wanted to, you can call in and discuss what blind and beyond means to you, how it means and what it says to you. When I started this show and think about it, I wanted to address the sighted people as well as the blind, because when you're driving the car, be thankful that you're sighted. Because like myself, when I was driving the car, 1 minute later, I was blind. And it wasn't an accident. It just happened. So you never know when you're sighted. God forbid you go blind immediately. No notice, no thoughts, you're blind. So you sighted folks, listen to the show, love the show, and understand that we, the blind, do many things. We're not just there sitting at the airports or railroad stations giving out pencils. It's all about what we can do.
And that's where the beyond part comes in. The
that's
fact
right.
that being blind is one aspect of us, just like having blonde hair or blue eyes. It's not everything about you. It is just one trait, you know. And there we find little tricks of being able to deal with being blind a little, quite a bit easier, of course. And that's part of the sharing that we do on the show.
For those who don't know, David is an accomplished musician. So there, he's blind, and that's just one facet of it.
I try. I give it a shot anyway. Okay. But certainly doesn't stop me from doing a lot of stuff anyway. That's the key, you know. We all have interests and ambitions and things we like to do, you know, and being blind is, you know, just a very small part of who we are. So that's where the beyond is.
And there's a lot of blind people listening, like Terry in Connecticut, who's blind, and he's taken up classical now. He's doing many things. He wants to do many things. And there's a lot of folks out there, and when it comes to music or it comes to many other things, later in the show you'll hear a fella, name is Brian, and he'll be talking about how he listens
to navigate,
how he listens. Did you hear that word? Besides using his cane, he listens. So we have a lot going on today's show. Hope you'll listen.
We'll go to break. And then
we're going to go to break.
Our guest is waiting in the wings.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We got a lot happening in this radio show. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we're definitely back. Oh, yeah, this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Right now, we got a caller from South Florida. Chris, who's the young lady or young man on the line?
We have a Marsha from Tamarack, Florida. Marsha, how you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Hi, Marsha.
Hi.
Marsha, are you there, Marsha?
Yeah, I'm here.
Marsha.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Marsha.
Hi.
Hi, Marsha. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Marsha?
Yes.
Marsha, you can't listen to yourself on the radio. It won't work because we have a delay.
I'm here.
How you doing, Marsha?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I have to call back.
I think Marsha Lott may have lost her connection or something.
No, I'm here.
Thank you for calling in, though. We'll catch you in later.
I think she is there.
Marsha, are you there? Marsha, you can't listen to yourself on the radio.
No. Marsha is here. I don't know. You guys are probably just having a hard time to hear, but I hear her loud and clear coming through. Yes, she is a first-time caller calling in, she said. Marsha, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Now I can hear you better.
Yeah. So what would you like to say, Marsha?
I would just like
How's
to say.
How's your Sunday going?
Recently started listening to your show, and I find it wonderful, very informative. And I have a friend who's blind, almost blind. I mean, really can't see much. And it's just interesting.
Well, thank you so much. So you're calling from what part of the country? Oh, Tamarack.
Yeah, Florida. Tamarack, Florida.
Tamarack, oh, okay.
Cool.
You know Tamarack.
And that accent's from New York, Long Island?
Yeah, I know. I'm living here 40 years, and I still sound like Brooklyn.
Yes, you do.
That's all right. You sound good.
You sound good, darling, but I recognize that New York accent.
Well, thank you for sharing the call with your friend.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in, and maybe you'll learn something to bring to your friend sometime. Have them listen in.
I will.
In Tamarack, by any chance, you know my sister-in-law, Evelyn Golder?
No.
No? Okay.
There's a lot of people in Tamarack.
There's a lot of people in Tamarack? Okay.
Yeah. Florida's packed.
Wow. Okay. And your friend is blind. Does she listen to the show?
I really don't know. I never.
Well, why don't you tell her?
I will. I'm definitely going to tell her as soon as I hang up.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Marcia.
Thank you for calling in and tell your friend.
Okay.
Thank you, Marcia.
Where's my Visa card?
Where's your Visa card? What are you talking about?
I just listened to the show and they said just for calling in. Anything, just give them your name and off the air, and they will send you a $25 gift card.
No, that doesn't sound like our show, I'm afraid. I appreciate it, though. I'm glad you called, but I'm not sure who told you that.
This is a number.
What show are you talking about?
All right, well, you know what? Marcia, thank you. Hold on one moment. All right, Marcia, I got you. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Wait a minute, they're talking about the wrong show.
Yeah, Chris, you have to check.
Let me find out what she's talking about, and I got you covered.
I heard from South Florida that they're hearing the wrong show.
So that's what it is. Okay, got it. Okay, all right, thank you. I got you.
Okay.
That is interesting. All right.
Let's go to our guest.
Yes, we were in the Twilight Zone there for a minute.
Yeah.
Our wires were crossed with the Twilight Zone show.
Okay.
Wow. All right. So, Miss Linda, are you going to do the honors or should I?
I'll let you do the honors.
All right. Well, I am thrilled too because I am going to want to introduce to the listening audience not only a representative from Lighthouse, but also a good friend of mine, more importantly, and also an expert on what we're going to be talking about today, which is plants and vegetables, growing your own food at home. And so it is my pleasure to introduce Chris Sacca, or Christopher Sacca, on the show. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Dave. Hi, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here.
Really good to have you, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your personal time, because you're not on the clock at the moment either. So, but as a friend, it's awesome to have you with us. I want to first mention, Chris, you can see a little bit, but not very well at this point. Is that right?
So these days for me, it's pretty much light perception and hand motion. So I can see movement, but I'm pretty much screen reader full time, using all my adaptive aids full
gotcha. Time. And at one time you could see pretty well.
At one time I could see well enough to ride my bicycle. So by my standards, pretty well.
Right. And in school or whatever, at one time you had a job as, weren't you into the forestry or something, I believe?
So in my former life, I've worked for Disney. I've done landscaping for Disney, and I worked for the state of North Carolina, actually climbing trees, maintaining the health of historic trees for the state. So during those years of my life, I could see pretty well close up to pretty much do anything that I needed to do.
Well, in North Carolina's definitely got some historic trees, so I know you had your hands full up there. So part of the reason why we've got you on the show today is your knowledge of plants and vegetables, because we had a couple people, listeners, that had commented, with the economy being so bad, sighted people talk about gas prices and stuff, but as blind people, even making ends meet for food is difficult. So we're talking about trying to get you on to talk to us a little bit about what vegetables a blind person or low vision person might be able to grow either indoors or even outside. We have people all over the country. So some some vegetables might not be as good for growing as others, but I wonder if you could just talk to us for a minute on some real easy vegetables you might be able to grow inside, just starting off, and then we might branch into some other stuff. It'd jump out at you?
I would love to. You know, the first place I ever lived was an apartment, and so all I had was a balcony. And so, you know, you have to make the most out of what you got. And so, you know, at that time too, I didn't have a lot of money for a lot of supplies and stuff like that. So, I just planted in containers on my balcony, and I would just use things like 2-liter bottles cut in half, milk jugs cut in half. There's all kinds of stuff you can use, whipped cream containers. Of course, you can buy stuff too. You can always buy things at the store. Or you can, you can make your own. You can plant in just about anything.
That vegetable doesn't realize that it's not in a fancy potted plant, right?
Very good point. It does not. You can, anything that'll hold dirt, you could plant in. The only thing that you have to do is just make sure it has a hole in the bottom for drainage. But other than that, it really does not matter what you use to plant in. And then, of course, the soil is just any kind of commercial potting soil is fine. Nothing real fancy. And so with vegetables, there's a lot of creativity. There's a lot of things that people don't realize you can buy at the store that will just grow if you put it in the ground, like ginger at the grocery store. If you buy raw ginger and plant it, it will grow into a plant. Sweet potatoes will grow. If you buy a sweet potato and you were to plant it, it would immediately start to grow into a plant and make more sweet potatoes.
Wow.
Russet potatoes will do the same thing. Things that we use every day, like tomatoes and peppers and things like that, all of those seeds are viable. And like I said, you know, when I first started out, I really didn't have extra money for anything. So, you know, if I was going to use a pepper, the seeds that come out of a bell pepper, like you would cook with, all of those seeds are good, and they grow pretty easily. And you know, one thing that I used to do that worked really well for me is I would use or if you're familiar with the containers that strawberries come in, it's a plastic container, and it has holes in it so that when you open it, you can wash the fruit.
Oh yeah,
in the container, and all grapes come in the same thing, and blueberries. There's a lot of fruit that comes in those little containers that have the holes already in them.
Right.
Well, I use those to start seeds because they have a lid and it holds dirt. It has drainage, and when you plant your seeds, you just shut the lid, and it's a mini greenhouse.
Oh, smart.
And it'll keep your seeds. You don't have to do anything else until your seeds start to grow, and then you just open the lid and you're off and running. And those things make it very, very easy because, you know, like I said, you just plant your seeds and you forget it. And then
this is going to seem like a really stupid question, but like if someone wants to get, where would they, the best place to get vegetable seeds?
Well, the easiest place is any hardware store in the garden section that's going to have pretty much every vegetable and common flowering plant that you can think of.
So you can go to like Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that.
Home Depot
and then
Lowe's has, yeah. I mean, of course, commercial nurseries do too. But if you're somewhere where you don't have a lot of that and maybe the only thing near you is a Lowe's or a Home Depot, they are fully stocked with every seed I could think of.
Right.
So it makes it easy. And the thing is with this kind of stuff is just to have fun with it. It's not people get overwhelmed by this, you know, thinking there's a lot of rules and a lot of this and a lot of that. It's really not as bad as all of that. It's more of just something that you can really have fun with it. There's a few basic things you have to know, you know, keep an eye on, you know, like moisture and stuff. But there's a lot of things out there that grow real easily. And a lot of times people will start with something and they'll say, well, that worked pretty good, and move on to something else. Avocados are a real easy one. If any of you out there eat avocados, that the pit, the thing that most people throw away, that'll grow. That'll grow in a glass of water on your windowsill.
Now, yeah. Brenda wanted me to plug one of her favorites, spinach. She wants to know, what do you think about growing spinach?
So with spinach, you can grow spinach, but the thing with spinach, there's certain things. Spinach is what's called a cold weather vegetable.
I got to interrupt you. We have a problem. We're going to break, and we'll bring you back after the break.
Yes, sir.
We're going to break, and we'll bring you right back after the break.
Okay.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And right now we have a problem. It seems a lot of the country is getting the current radio show, which we're talking about right now with Chris, talking about gardening. And it seems South Florida, the station down there, went to a best of because they said that we had dead air for a few seconds. On radio, you can't have dead air. So that's why certain people are calling in for their Visa cards, because that show, which we talked about Visa cards, that was, I don't know how many shows ago that was. But if I'll give out one Visa card to the young lady, Marcia. Marcia, if you call back, come back, and on this show right now, if you can hear the show, well, you can't hear the show. You don't know what you're listening to. Oh, that's a problem.
You might hear by now. Who knows? With those guys, hard to say.
Anyway, let's go back. We have Kevin on the line who wants to talk to Chris as far as gardening. Kevin, are you there?
Hello there, Kevin. Are you there? From is that Mr. Goldsboro?
Yes, Kevin from Goldsboro.
Well, that's Kevin. Greensboro.
Greensboro and Goldsboro. It's the same. Well, one's green and one's gold. So,
hey, hi there, Kevin. How are you, man?
Yeah. Okay. Hello there, Lynn, Michael, Dave, Chris, and Chris.
You have a question for our friend Chris? We got him on just for you. I appreciate you. You came up with a great suggestion.
We took your suggestion and ran with it.
Yep. Well, I did start growing some stuff, so, but I have one big problem.
What's that?
I'm on the second floor. There's a balcony above mine, and it faces directly north. It gets plenty of light, but no direct sunlight. So,
the sunlight helps a lot, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah, you know, like I said, sometimes you have to just work with what you got, and you know, with no direct sunlight, you can definitely grow plants. As far as a lot of vegetables and stuff like that, it's a little more difficult. But if you just like the way plants look, there's tons and tons of stuff that'll grow in the shade. Not so many. There's even not a lot of. Well, there actually is a lot of. Types of plants that'll even flower in the shade. The traditional stuff, of course, not so much, but there's a lot of plants that you can buy for inside that are designed to grow in darker conditions. So don't let the shade be a deterrent. You really can do a lot with it.
Yep, well,
you might just need to experiment a little bit, Kevin.
Yeah, well, I am doing a little bit of the cracky hydroponics also. Oh, just started that with like lettuce.
Oh, good. So you have indoor lighting?
Yeah, grow lights.
Good for you. I was just going to suggest that.
That's really good for balcony type stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you got your grow light, you don't have to worry. You're set.
Wait a minute. I got to interrupt you, all of you. We're back now with South Florida. South Florida, okay. Just want to tell you, now you listen to our live radio show for today. We're talking about gardening. And this is Kevin from Greensboro. And Chris is talking about, they're all talking about gardening. This is the subject right now. Okay. After this, they're off. I'll address something else in a minute.
Talking about growing vegetables, fruit, all kinds of stuff, that, especially if you're limited in like in an apartment or maybe just a small house and stuff. So, I'm glad South Florida can be part of this now too, Kevin. But so what do you have growing?
Well, I got a bunch of stuff out on the balcony, tomatoes and peppers, so I don't think it's going to do too well. Because no direct sunlight, but I'm going to try. I got some carrots and radishes and
Man, I'm proud of you, dude. That's good.
That's pretty good for a blind man.
Yeah. They're all in 5 gallon buckets or 5 gallon storage containers, and
that's perfect.
Trying some stuff inside too. Yeah.
So have you eaten anything yet?
Oh no, nothing. I've only had a
not yet, but that. You will.
Because I know a lot of farmers aren't planting this year because fertilizer is too costly, and a lot of farmers are planting less. And the U.S. is selling a lot of their produce to other countries, and the diesel, all the farm equipment runs on diesel, so, by the end of summer, everything's going to be too really high, or if you can find it at all.
Yeah, if you grow your own, the best thing is not just,
easier.
Not just the price, but you don't have to worry, like Chris and I were talking about off the air, you don't have to worry about pesticides, chemicals leaking in, or any of that stuff, so it's going to be healthier.
I want to know, this is Michael, know. When, Kevin, you start eating your own food, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
It won't be long, I bet. I've got faith. He'll be doing it soon.
I'll be very impressed.
Is there anybody else on the line that would like to?
I already am.
Well, the shortest time for anything is like the lettuce and that, which is like 40, 45 days. So got a while to go on that yet.
Well, we're here. Well, you can call us back 6 months from now and let us know you're eating.
and actually, Kevin, I was just reading about microgreens. Microgreens you can buy, and evidently they say you can eat them in 2 to 3 weeks. And they, even though they're very small, they're 40 times the amount of vitamins in these microgreens. So something to think about.
Yeah.
You might give it a try.
Yeah, that's basically all. You know, take all your veggie seeds and throw them in a little tray or something. Let them sprout for a few weeks and cut the sprouts off.
Mm-hmm. That might work.
Yep.
There you go. Well, I definitely appreciate you calling in, man, and you were the inspiration for this. So we appreciate you, bud.
Thank you.
Yep. We'll catch you later. Bye.
Thanks, Chris. But I have a question to everybody here. Yeah. Here's my question of the minute. Being a blind person, today I was watering my bushes. So we just put up some new bushes, hedges. My question is, how do you know when you water too much?
Touch the ground. It'll tell you.
That's what I tell them, to bend down and touch the dirt.
And, Chris, I really want to have you on and sometime in the future where we can talk just about plants in general, because I went to a workshop that you put on at Lighthouse at one time, and just the being able, just experiencing so many different plants and the differences between them and stuff. You know, blind people, even though you can't see them, there's a lot of stuff you can see or you can touch, smell, and really get to experience the plants. It's pretty fascinating, especially the workshop you put on. So,
David, we'll do that very soon. We'll do that this summer if Chris is agreeable.
I would love to.
Love you. Come back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Chris, you are awesome, dude. I appreciate you making time, and we will catch up soon.
That's right.
Thank you, Chris.
It's always a pleasure, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, keep in touch, buddy.
You too, bud. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right now, I have to address South Florida because they were calling in the studio thinking that this was a show that happened, a month ago or something, that we were doing something as far as new listeners. But if you're listening right now, I'll address one person only, young lady who called in, Marcia. Marcia, if you're listening to this show,
we don't have to talk to her again. She just
If you call in, we don't have to talk to you again. You call in to Chris, give your name and address, and we will send you out a $25 Visa card. That was an old show. That was an old show. I'm only going to address you. Anybody else who called, I'm not addressing. You didn't get her on the air.
She sounded like a nice lady, though.
Yes. I'll address that because the station down there picked up an old show, not the current show.
Oops.
So, Marsh, if you're listening to this show, we're not giving away Visa cards, but we do it to you because as I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So, Marsha, if you call up and speak to Chris, call 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And you'll get yourself a $25 Visa card from an old show.
Because okay. She was such a sweetheart.
Well, we have time.
Yes. Right now, we're going to go to David's trivia.
Okay, Dave.
David, you're up with your trivia.
All right. My friends, all listening, here is a very familiar song I'm sure you will recognize from the 1970s. I would love to know who performed this song. You can call in at 407-894-1680. That number, 407-894-1680. Who did this song? Love to give away stuff here at the Blind and Beyond radio show. So when I'm on, I want to make it nice and easy. And I know there's probably a dozen people that are lined up. But who did that song about that lady?
Let's give it to a new listener first. Any new listeners first?
Yeah, if we get a new listener, that would be nice. You know,
We'll put you first in line. Even if you call second or third, we'll put you first. A new listener goes first. New listener.
Yeah, we'll give enough time. Enough all time right. To have a new, yeah.
Well, I think we got a new listener. I haven't heard of this. They're calling from Wildwood, Florida.
Oh, cool.
You ever heard of Wildwood?
Yes. That's by the turnpike.
I-75.
Yeah. That's where it's. That's over in the Lake County area, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we got a. It's not me, but his name is Chris. I know I'm Chris, but we got Chris calling from Wildwood, Florida. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
We got a run on. Hi there, Chris.
Hi.
Thanks
there.
For calling in,
doing?
Man. Is this your first time calling in?
Yes, I've been sitting here some nights and I've been listening to the show and I just happened. Like I said, I could never catch the number, so I just finally realized and caught the number and I called in and I was listening to y'all talk the other day tonight.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm glad you did. Hey, did you hear that song that I was playing just a minute ago?
Yes.
You know who did it?
Who did it?
No, man, I was just hoping that maybe you know, because we could give you a prize if you knew who did the song.
What did it? You can't play it again? I can't remember. I just heard the song sometime. Oh, so I was the caller that called in?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you're one because you're the first because you never called in before, so we took you first.
I'm playing for a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can try to play it again if Chris doesn't mind. We'll try it again just in case you might know it. Bye. that's too hard to know from that.
Yeah, that's a little too
hard. Our friend Chris in the studio is making it hard on you, man. There we go.
Breaking my heart.
You ever heard of that song?
Who's singing it?
Who's singing it? I wouldn't know who's singing it, no.
Hey, that's all right. But you still called in to say hi. I'm glad you did, too, man.
Keep on listening.
I'm going to keep on listening to your show. Yes.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice. You take care of yourself, Chris. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hey,
all right, bye-bye.
What station are you listening on? How are you listening on the show?
I'm on my Alexa.
He's on Alexa.
Oh, you're on Alexa. Yeah. Okay, good old Alexa.
Terrific.
Yeah, I'm on Alexa.
Thank you so much for listening.
We're here every
Sunday night, 7 to 9, Eastern Standard Time. We're here every week.
Okay.
We'll be proud to have you tune in any old time, my friend.
I will. I got the name, and I will be calling in, checking up on y'all. So, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're here for you, Christopher.
You are representing Wildwood. Mr. Wildwood, we will call you from now on.
You ever heard of that? You ever heard of Wildwood?
Yeah. I used to go through Wildwood all the time, man.
Wait, I got a question for you. Did you ever hear Wildwood by Bobby Rydell? Wildwood?
Nah.
I remember there used to be a song about the Wildwood flower, but that's about the wacky tobacco.
Hey, Chris, can you pull up Wildwood by Bobby Rydell? Wildwood.
Okay. Okay, I will.
Wildwood, there's a good all right. shake over there by 75.
Just so you know, Chris, when we're saying there's another Chris that's actually he's our main studio guy. He's the engineer. So we got two Chris's, you and our studio man.
Yeah.
So, but thanks for calling in from Wildwood, and we will talk to you again. Have a real good night. The Blind and Beyond Radio Show salutes you. That's for Chris in Wildwood. Hey, Chris, in the studio, anybody else?
Yes, I got our good friend from Orlando on the phone line, the one and only Miss Sherry.
Sherry. She knows who it is. Who's singing? Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Hello. How are you guys?
How you doing, girl?
Doing good. Doing well.
You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and all that.
Oh, thank you.
You sound bright-eyed anyway.
Yeah, one of the two, huh? Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you, so the song is off the Bridge Over Troubled Waters album, which I have.
Is.
And the group is Simon and Garfunkel.
That's right.
Ding, 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 ding.
She wins. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Sonny's Barbecue.
Right.
You want
awesome.
Ribs? Go to Sonny's Barbecue.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Somebody famous once said their lips smacking good. I remember hearing.
Yeah, somebody really famous. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's funny. Right.
Jerry, any excuse to hear from you, we'll take. I appreciate you calling in. I knew for sure if anyone, you would know it.
And David, she knew the album.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm not surprised. We could probably get liner notes from her, too.
If you hit the 90s and the 2000s, I would really do badly.
Yeah, well, me too. But you know what? You're gonna make it a challenge. I'm gonna come up with something from the 1990s next time I'm on.
All right, I won't get it. Okay.
Put your thinking cap on.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you guys. But have a good weekend.
Enjoy that.
Enjoy, Sherry.
That barbecue. And thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. Now.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And South Florida, we're sorry for the mix-up. But you're now listening to the right show.
That's what you call technical difficulties beyond our control.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's what we're going with.
South Florida, if you miss any part of the show, you can listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Go to our website. Let's just say anytime after 11 tonight. It's up to Chris. It's up to Chris. Well, definitely tomorrow. So listen, go to our Blind and Beyond radio show. Listen how you do that. You go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and pull up what they want to
do. Just pull up shows.
Shows.
And go click on January 2022.
There's lots of shows there.
Yeah, and then go to this date.
Somebody's still there.
Stop.
Oh, Sherry's still on there.
Sherry's still there.
Yeah.
But go to today's show, today's date, and you can listen to this show that you missed, because we missed the first part of the show talking about gardening.
There you go. You might want to catch some of that. That was very interesting, actually, I thought.
It was. Are you going to start a garden now, David?
Yeah. You know, we had a little one for just an herb garden, which we used stuff from like lemongrass and mint and some other stuff. And eventually we just didn't take care of it well enough. But I think the vegetables will be a little more excited, you know, about doing.
Right.
We'll grow some carrots and some lettuce carrots for me and lettuce for Brenda. That's the goal. Maybe some peppers.
There you go. Peppers. I love peppers. Green peppers, red peppers.
And, well, peppers are some of the easiest vegetables to grow, too, by the way. I mean, yeah, it's true. I didn't get a chance to, a lot of things we could talk to Chris for hours, because he knows so much about so many different things. But, so we touched on it anyway, but.
I tried growing strawberries and blueberries on the patio last year, and it didn't pan out very well.
Well, Brenda.
Oh, we're going to break.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.